Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Beautiful people, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. I hope all of you had a fantastic and amazing week. I also hope that this podcast finds you in an amazing mood today with good vibrations, a good mindset, positivity, all of that good stuff that we preach every single week. I am doing great. I'm trying to take day by day, week by week, trying to put intention and consciousness in everything that I do in order to just find that stability, because I think ultimately that's what we want in everything that we do in our lives, is just to do it with stability, with a positive mindset, with not worrying too much about anything, and making everything as light as possible. And that has been my main focus for the last few weeks. Obviously, there's a whole box of work that has been done over the past few years, but these past few weeks, I have been focusing in maintaining and actually reaching that stability, that middle ground between, you know, liberating myself and also doing everything in my life with intention, because that is the ultimate goal, is for you to be able to enjoy your life and not look back and be, you know, daring and be ambitious and do all of those things that bring adrenaline to your life, and also do them with intention, with consciousness, with awareness. You know, this, I think that these two things can be connected, and when you find that middle ground, that stability in between those, that's when you reach your full potential. That's when you get really in contact with your higher self, is when you're able to find that healthy middle ground. And today I want to talk about change. And all of us have been enduring change for so many months now. You know, it's been almost 2 years into a pandemic. We've been in and out of lockdowns. Some of us trying to travel, some of us not really. You know, some of us changed jobs, some of us stayed, got in touch with old friends, didn't, relationships, family, work, all of that. And I know for a fact that can be extremely heavy on you, because I experienced a little bit myself, and that was extremely heavy on myself too. And that's why we practice these little things like meditation, we listen to podcasts, we read books, we journal, just to let out all of that stress, you know, just let out all of those heavy thoughts that somehow and sometimes they creep into our minds without us even noticing it. And with all of this, I realized that I need a change. Like we always, when something is like shaking a little bit, we always feel like, okay, it's time to change. I need change. And I realized that myself, and I was like, I need to change something. What is it? Like, do I need to live my town? Like, do I need to change something around my house? Like, what is it? I need to feel alive again. Not that I haven't, but I'm a Sagittarius. If you believe in astrology, we are free birds. We're always flying around. We're always looking for something new. We are very curious people. We are philosophers. We like to explore. We like to know different sides and different dynamics. And this is what I've been craving for a really long time. And I have been realizing that, you know what? Yes, you do need change. However, how do you want that change? Do you want that change to be exactly how it's been for, you know, how many years of your life that you have been changing and it always been the same way? Or this time you want a change, like the change. I'm sorry for the background noise. But this time, do you do you want the change or you just want, oh, like something else? And that's when I realized that I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let that the fact that I want to be a free bird for a little while, and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to work on whatever I need to work in order to get to the big and the change. Because I say to myself all the time that, like, I look at where I am right now and I am incredibly blessed for everything. The people that I have, the people that I let go, the situations that I'm in, the situations that I get out, that I got out of, I am extremely blessed of my entire journey up until this point. So I do realize that right now with this podcast, with the amount of consciousness and self-awareness that we are gathering every single day, we must want the change. We can't just settle for the mediocre change, you know, for the, that would be nice type of change. Like, no, we are settled in consciousness now, okay? We are aware of who we are, what we want. We are aware of our thoughts. We are aware of our ego. We understand that we are not our ego. We catch our ego. And these are things that are not easy to accomplish. And we made it. We got this far, hoping that you did. If not, no rush, you'll get there too. We got this far. And we didn't get this far just to get this far, right? So the change that we must crave right now, it has to be the change. If you are craving one right now, if you are feeling that this is the point at your journey that you just feel stuck, that you're not really going anywhere, and it's just like you look left and you look right and you feel like you're not really moving, always try to think bigger. Don't look back. Like, don't look back as your, how do I say this? Of course, you should look at your past as a lesson and to, in order not to repeat the same mistakes. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that all of the changes that you had in the past, they're right there. They're in the past. They're never going to be the same. And the changes that are coming in your future are going to be much bigger than you can ever imagine. I say that every single episode because it's so true. Whenever we worry about something or we're anxious about something, and that something, when it happens, it's either not even a big deal or it's something absolutely unexpected that you had no idea you could have it or you could accomplish, right? At least for me, it's like that. So as of this point, you should crave something bigger because it's not going to be anything like in your past. Nothing is anything like in your past. That's why it's there. It's gone. It's in the past. You shouldn't think about it. You shouldn't try to replicate it because it's just not a good idea. So whenever you feel like you need to move on to something bigger, where you need to take a step further from where you are right now, don't be afraid to think bigger. Don't be afraid to manifest bigger. And this is a block that I had, of course, because of childhood trauma and, you know, mechanisms and coping mechanisms and all that stuff. I always would be, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be humble. You should always be humble, but I would be like extremely humble. Humble to the fact that I used to think that I don't deserve these things. Like, I was not made to experience those extremely nice things that I see, that I want, that I dream of. Like, who am I to even put myself in a position to experience that? No, I'm okay here. You know, I just want my little job, my little house, my little partner, my little family, and I will be extremely blessed if I have that. And don't get me wrong, now we got church bells. I live in Poland, y'all, so you know there's a church like across like every street, there's a church. But anyway, not to digress too much, I used to have this thought, and there's nothing wrong with having a mindset like that. If that's who you are, if that's what you crave, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. I want to make that clear. There's no judgment from my side. What I'm saying is that sometimes if you have that mindset, if you are like me and you have that mindset because it is a coping mechanism, because it's a result of a childhood trauma, you need to heal that. You need to heal yourself, really tap into it and really tap into the cause of why you're thinking like that. Because when you unlock that door, when you pinpoint the reason why you feel that way and you start the healing process and you understand why do you have that mindset and you click and you have the switch in your head that, okay, I deserve a lot more than I ever had in my entire life. I look at the people around me and I look at whatever I went through in the past and I deserve a lot more than this. I'm not going to settle for this. When you are able and when you are ready to flip that switch, you will see what's going to happen in your life. And that's exactly what I want for you, what I want for me, what I want for everybody, to not settle for a little, to don't be afraid to ask God for what you want. You know, I was reading a book a while ago. I can't remember what it was, but I remember this passage where it was written that, okay, we talk about all the times that we want great things. Like, I want to be super successful, or like, I really want this, or we're not specific with what we want. That's the same. I remember what it was. It was a book. Yes, it was a book, but I remember exactly. And I don't know if I mentioned it already, but it's the same as going into a restaurant and sitting down and the waitress comes and he asks you like, okay, what would you like to eat? And then you say food. I would like to have some food. And the waitress is like, all right, well, we have a lot of food. Like, what type of food do you want? And then you pick your food. Okay, I would like some steak, or I would like some vegetables or whatever. And then he asks you again, how would you like your steak? Medium, rare? And this is the same with your life. You have the exact same choice in your life to manifest these things, okay? You want to be successful at what? You want to live in a different country. Where? Doing what? I want a bigger house. I want, you know, people around me that bring me positivity. Okay, what do they look like? How are these people to you? Describe them to a T. What do they look like physically? You know, just be audacious. Like, be daring, really. Be daring about your desires. Don't be afraid to manifest. Don't be afraid to pray to God, because you will get it. And sometimes we just get caught up in our minds so much that we really think that we are not able to reach greatness. And I'm preaching for myself here too, okay? I need to hear this. Really, be specific about your order. Know exactly what you want. Okay, you want that change in your life? Okay, what you want to change into? You want to move to the city? Okay, what you want to do in the city? You want a job at that place? Okay, all right. Oh, you don't want to work? Okay, you want to be self-sufficient, you want to be your own boss, you want to have your own business. Okay, what type of business? Like, be intentional with your dreams. Be vocal with your dreams. Some people believe in boards, you know, in vision boards around your room, in little yellow notes in your fridge so you can see them often and visualize everything. Some people believe in like putting pictures around your house so you can visualize the house of your dreams, the place where you want to go. And all of these things are obviously material, because these are the things that it's so hard for us to believe that we deserve it. Sometimes it's hard for us to really truly believe that we deserve nice things. I'm just going to say we deserve nice things, and it's okay to want nice things too. Like, it's okay to want nice things. Me personally, I would like to have all of that with someone next to me that I'm able to share it with. Because at the end of the day, you can have all of these things, but if you don't have a support system next to you, it's nothing. Like, it really doesn't matter. If you don't have a family around you, people who love you, it's nothing. So those things are in my intention list, on my manifestation list. I want those things. I want people whom I love. I want people that share the same vision that I do. I want people who are self-aware about themselves. I want people who walk with intention. I want people who pray with me, who are spiritual, who believe in consciousness like I do. And if this is something that you want as well, you can have it. You already have it though. That's the thing. Like, if you believe, you already have these things. You just have to claim it. They're right there. You just have to claim it into your life and leave that mediocre thinking that you don't deserve these things, that you're not enough, that you're not capable of, because there's a lot of people already doing that, or, you know, it's so far-fetched from where do you think you can go. Like, just leave all these things behind, okay? Let's do this practice. Let's start now. You can get anything you want in your life. Be vocal with it. Don't be afraid to be vocal. Don't be afraid to write it down. Don't be afraid to expose it so you can see it, okay? And I know this might sound like it's, oh, you know, this is just talking. It's nice to hear. But when it comes to real life, things don't really work like that. You would be very surprised. That's all I'm saying. You would be very surprised. And don't knock out the game until you try it. That's all I got to say. And when you try it, make sure you have some intention behind it. Because if you just go out there, you know, skeptical about everything, you're like, oh, you know, I might want it, but I don't know if this is going to work. Like, if you have this mindset, then it's going to be harder because you're just stopping yourself from believing in something that you already have. So it's very important for you to let go. Just let go of those blocks. Just let go of those and just be unapologetically, I don't even know how to say that word, so I don't know why I try, because these words be hard. Anyway, just be yourself, just let go, just be daring. This is the word for today, daring. Be daring, dare to change, dare to try, dare to think, dare to manifest, dare to claim, okay? Let's dare, let's be daring, let's try it. What's the worst thing that that can happen? Let's really like put it into perspective and think about it. Like, what is the worst thing that can happen if you, for example, tonight before you go to bed, you grab your journal or a piece of paper and you write down 10 things you want to accomplish in the next 5 years? What's the worst thing that can happen? Literally nothing. I mean, something that comes, there's literally nothing that comes to my mind. Right? And I know you got, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, you know, before you go to bed. I know you got that time, because I know I got it too, because I be on TikTok. So if I can be on TikTok for 10, 15 minutes, you can grab that piece of paper and write down those 10, 15 things. If you ain't got 10, write 5, start with 5. If you don't have 5, start with 3. And don't forget to be specific. Okay, it might sound weird at first, because it was weird for me at first too. When I wrote down some of the things that I wanted, it really, in my head, it really sounded weird. But then when I, you know, I went specific and specific and specific. So do it. Let's be daring today. So this is my small, not so small little message for you guys today. Really, just live the life of your dreams, okay? Don't be afraid to dare. Don't be afraid to explore, to just be intentional and really believe. If you believe, you can achieve. I know this sounds like a cliche phrase, but it's true. If you believe, you can achieve. And it's right there. You already have it. You just got to believe you have it. So there you go. I hope you liked this message today. If you did, and if you resonated with it, please download, share it with your friends, with your family, whoever you think that might need this message right now, share it with them. Because I know there's someone out there that needs to hear this right about now. And that's why I'm sitting here. So once again, thank you so much for coming back. I can't wait to come back next week and bring you another message. You already know where to find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave a review if you are listening from Apple Podcasts. And stay tuned, because I have so many great messages that I want to bring to you guys. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Sylvie Talk Soul. At Sylvie Talk Soul _ my bad. So yeah, and I can't wait to see you guys on my next one. Bye.